Buy more and more Lego cushions at Uninet.
Half a million Lego cushions.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lego cushions. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Now that Sandra and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, ASUU says the strike is still on. While the federal government is claiming that they made headway in talks over the weekend, ASUU and other university unions insist that government has taken no concrete steps to meet their demands. And until they do, a luta continua. And I'll continue to update you on that story here on Hard Facts. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong because they listen to this show. If you tuned in today for the very first time, you are in great company. Thank you for tuning in to Hard Facts. I have a great show for you. Let's start with the big weekend. Over the weekend, I tried as much as possible to stay away from the news because the news was so sad. It was so incredibly sad. And I decided, okay, I'm going to watch a few movies, you know. But unfortunately, because I think a lot, even when I'm watching a movie, I'm watching that movie, you know, and I'm thinking about the subject matters being explored in the movie, the themes being explored in the movie. And I was watching this Spanish TV show that was talking about this hero who was fighting for the right of his king to conquer other kingdoms, etc., etc. They essentially were these three siblings, you know, fighting for territory, fighting for, you know, rights to own the kingdom. And it just got me thinking about like siblingship, you know. Those of you who have siblings who are like your cheerleaders, who like wish you well, who root for you, who really like mean well for you, you're so lucky, you know, because there are so many siblings who like, you look at how they are with each other, you look at the things they do to each other, the things they wish for each other, and you often wonder, well, are you sure that these two people are from the same mother, the same father? And the funny thing is how this is not new phenomena. Like throughout history, you have account after account after account of the terrible things that siblings can sometimes do to each other. Like, I mean, the very first siblings, if you're religious and you are a Christian, the very first siblings we met in the Bible hated each other. One of them killed the other, you know? Which is why, like, most of the time when, you know, something happens with a sibling and, you know, you say, oh, I'm not going to forgive you for this. And people are like, oh, no, they're your sibling, they're your brother, they're your sister. You need to forgive them and move on and let it go, you know. And they're doing that for someone whom, if they were just a friend, you would not be getting that kind of advice. Like, people will tell you to run for your life. This person knows me well. This person wants to kill you. If this person has a chance to kill you, they'll kill you. You know, and I kept asking myself while I was watching that film, like, why? Like, what is it about how the children are raised that gets them to the point where they want to hurt each other, they want to kill each other, they dislike each other? Like, what is it about the upbringing? Does it even have anything to do with the upbringing, or is it just like the individuals, like the people that they are, you know? This is not part of today's big three. It's just a thought that crept into my head because I was thinking about my big weekend. But on today's big weekend, let's talk about reactions to Deborah Samuel's murder. And then let's talk about delegates publicly promising their votes to multiple aspirants. At 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ quarterfinals will begin. It's Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka versus Hamid Olarenwaju. And then on the big hard fact at 5 o'clock, let's talk about the ministers who said that they want to run for office. Now that the resignation deadline has come, those who are about it or those who are stepping down while others are back. Let's look at all of that. 5 p.m. today. As usual, all the updates will come your way at the top of every hour. Sports, news, business, all of that. But right now, let's get into the big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The big weekend. Will there be justice for Deborah Samuel? Can the word of a delegate be trusted? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. Reactions are still pouring into the murder of Deborah Samuel. Deborah was beaten and burned to death by some of her schoolmates at Shehu Shagari College of Education, Sokoto, after she was accused of blasphemy. There have been lots of takes about this gruesome, barbaric murder, this lynching. But I want to first draw your attention back to the fact that this happened at a college of education. This wasn't any ordinary tertiary institution. This is a place set up to train the next set of teachers. Teachers who will mold the minds of the next generation. And if those teachers to be think that burning anyone to death for any reason is a legitimate way to air their grievance, the question then becomes, how are we choosing our future teachers? How are we reshaping them to conform with the standards of a civilized society? And finally, what will they teach the children who eventually come under their care? Police said they've arrested two suspects in the murder, but that announcement triggered protests in Sokoto. People actually came out on the streets to protest against arresting murderers. To those protesters, it was perfectly fine for Deborah to be murdered because of the words that she was accused of saying. Never mind that Nigeria's constitution guarantees the right to freedom of speech, meaning that saying something is not a crime. The only exceptions is when the person says words that are encouraging others to commit a crime, especially a hate crime, like burning someone alive. Because of the riots, Governor Aminu Waziri Tambuwal declared a curfew in Sokoto. You just heard our news at 3. First, it was a full 24-hour curfew, but now the protests have stopped, so it's been reduced to a dusk-to-dawn curfew. The government also postponed the reopening of the basic and secondary schools by 1 week. And speaking of schools, Deborah's parents have said that they will not send any of her siblings to get an education after this. Deborah was the first of 7 children. Her mother is now saying that the others will not be attending school to protect them from the same fate. The parents also said that nobody from government has contacted them yet to express condolences or anything. They, however, say that they personally will not seek justice or revenge, that they're leaving the matter to God. And that makes me ask, why couldn't those who felt that Deborah had blasphemed also leave it for God? Where does this idea of taking matters into one's hands to the extent of burning a fellow human being to death, where does it come from? I ask because we saw another lynching by burning here in Lekki. This one was not over blasphemy or faith. So you can't tell me it's a problem with a particular religion. This one was over 100 naira change for an Okada ride. David Imo, he was a sound engineer. He took an Okada ride last week here in Lekki. He and the rider could not agree over 100 naira change. It turned to quarrel. Other riders joined their colleagues. They allegedly beat David up, put tires on him, and set him ablaze. He died. Lagos police spokesperson Benjamin Hundeyi says that they've arrested four suspects. So this one is not about religion. This one was a very basic argument over who owes who 100 naira. But these Okada men allegedly decided that it was worth killing a human being over. And this is not the first time that we've had to talk about something like this. So me, I want to zoom out. We have these two cases. We have many other cases where some Nigerians, for whatever reason, decide that the best way to solve their problem is to burn someone. Those students who allegedly burned Deborah were regular students before they decided to commit that murder. Those Okada men that allegedly burned David were regular Okada men before they decided to commit that murder. The people on your street or in the market who decided to lynch and burn a suspected thief were also normal people before they did it. So what is it about Nigerian culture that makes otherwise normal people decide that brutal murder, lynching, is an acceptable way to solve a dispute? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'm going to give everybody 60 seconds. I want to be like Sheriff today. So I'm going to give everyone 60 seconds to share their thoughts so that we can get as many thoughts as possible. If you just tuned in, this is The Big Weekend on Hard Facts. Every Monday at 3, we bring you the biggest stories that broke over the weekend, and we take your thoughts on those stories. And so today I've brought you our very first one, and I'm asking you what it is about us, what is it about Nigerian culture that makes otherwise normal people decide that brutal murder is an acceptable way to solve a dispute? Again, this is not a religious thing. Because I gave you the example of David, who was murdered in Lekki here in Lagos, over 100 naira change. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Remember, you've got 1 minute. 99.3, hello?
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Abiodun. I'm calling from Lagos.
You've got 1 minute.
Thank you. I know that issues like this is sensitive. But then you ask yourself, who are those people that set David ablaze in Lekki? Who are those people that stoned Deborah to death? If you have read the story of what happened, they were these Hausa Okada guys that committed that heinous crime. But sometimes we want to shy away from some truths. And until we face them headlong, we are not going to make a headway.
Okay, so that was...
Marriage is not by force.
Okay, so that's that. How about those that burn people inside the market as thieves? Are they Hausa?
You know, what the point I'm making is this. I know that there are isolated issues like this in many parts of the country.
No, answer the question. Answer the question. If a person is burned in a market here in Lagos because somebody shouted Ole in the market, the people that did the burning, are they Hausa?
Sometimes they may not be, depending on where it happens.
Okay.
But the point I'm making is that if you look at what had happened in Lagos in the last 1 year, look at the incident that happened in Isolo. The incident that happened in Yanoba is traceable to this guy. Lagos is sitting on a time bomb.
All right. We've got Uche on the line. Hi, Uche.
Yes. Welcome. Good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon, ma'am. You've got 1 minute.
Yes. Please, we cannot rule out the religion from what happened in Sokoto. We cannot rule it out. Because they are calling blasphemy, and they kill this girl and set her ablaze over what nobody, nosy about. And this issue of God will take control has killed those Christians. I think the earlier we start doing what...
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Now, the thing is this. So I think that whatever the reason for the burning is the excuse that allows people to set aside their humanity and murder someone. And that's why I was making that point about, okay, those who murdered David here in Lagos over 100 naira Okada fare, that had nothing to do with religion or blasphemy. Those who murder somebody in the market, that has nothing to do with religion or blasphemy. It happens all over the country. Enugu, Port Harcourt, Lagos, Ibadan. It happens everywhere. Alofor, I hope you remember the story of those four boys who were killed by an entire community. Alo, that's the name of the community in River State. That wasn't blasphemy. That wasn't blasphemy. It wasn't religion. It wasn't. It even turns out, according to some accounts, that it was even a false accusation that got them killed. So again, back to the question I was asking. Normal people set aside their normalness and decide we're going to be murderers today. What is it about Nigerian culture that makes that happen, that makes that possible? Christopher is on the line. Hi, Christopher.
Hello. Good
afternoon. You've got 1 minute.
All right. I want to comment on what happened in Zokoto concerning the Deborah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one thing I want to understand, I say, let you know, is that you can't rule out religion in this issue. You know, I lived in the north. I spent part of my life in the north. I know how things are done there. Hello, are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. I want to tell you, this has been a very long time. This is not the first time. Remember the case of Akaluka?
Hmm.
I think around 1994, 95.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been the same at all times.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute. Now, I understand how this for the Sokoto situation and for some parts of the country, lots of people apply jungle justice to blasphemy. Yes, I understand that. But in other parts of the country, people apply jungle justice to other things. The question I'm asking here today is, why do we have so much room for jungle justice in the first place? 99.3, hello? Hello?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? Hello?
This issue of jungle justice is everywhere, we know. But it is more pronounced when it has to do with religion, especially in the north. Look, the killing by these Hausa guys riding Okada, it's not something we can cover anymore. The one that happened 2 months ago in Ebeda. Why? One of the boys, area boys, came to settle quarrel between the passenger and the rider. That was all. They said they've been targeting him. They killed two of them everywhere scattered. A police came in with tear gas. See, today, nothing has been done to them.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Again, because of the freshness of this situation, because of the newness of this situation, we're focusing only on what's happened in Sokoto and what the excuse for that gruesome murder was. But we're ignoring the very salient question I'm asking today. What is it about us that makes jungle justice an option to begin with? Whether it's because of blasphemy and religion, whether it's because of somebody stole in the market, what is it about us that makes jungle justice an option to begin with? Paul is on the line. Paul, you have 1 minute.
Auntie Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Paul, would you calling from Aja?
You've got 1 minute.
You see, it's unfortunate we are experiencing all these things. Very, very unfortunate. It's uncalled for. We as a society should learn how to tolerate one another. It's a very bad situation. But I also think, I believe that the security agents also should up their work. They are not anywhere. At least, look at the case of Dave. I wonder for how long they've been beating these people. Where were the security agents? In a high-bro place like Lekki, where security is supposed to be everywhere. So I think the security agents who are supposed to up their game to prevent all these things. But we as a people, too, we should try and learn how to tolerate one another in order to avoid things like this. It's not good. Very, very bad.
Paul, thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages we have on Facebook. We've got Samuel who says, Sandra, mob action depends on religions and social mobs. However, our society is not properly monitored and response to mob action by security during the mob action is zero approach. Godwin says, I'm not sure what Godwin is responding to, but another Godwin says, the only thing that can be done quick in this country, I think this message started from somewhere else and I'm just seeing the tail end. So I'm going to try and see where that message started from so that I can take the whole thing. But if you just tuned in, hello to you. We're covering the biggest stories that broke over the weekend on this segment of Hard Facts. It's called The Big Weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, the quarterfinals of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament will begin. I've got Hamid Olarenwaju facing Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. Don't go away. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Plenty people they do business, but not be everybody mean business. The people who mean business, they know they ever say no to money, cash, card, or even the
talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Kaduna APC delegates, Kaduna State APC delegates have told Rotimi Amaechi that he is their candidate, which is funny because a few days before that, they told Bola Tinubu the same thing. As I'm sure you know, presidential aspirants of different parties are touring the country right now, talking to the delegates in each state, trying to get their support ahead of the primaries. This is the season every 4 years where delegates are the hottest cake in the bakery. Now then they move market now. Well, for now. And Kaduna APC delegates are no different. When the aspirant says he or she is coming, the delegates assemble to hear from them. And that's what happened with Amaechi. He met with the delegates yesterday. He made his pitch about why he should be president. He talked about plans for employment and security mostly. But you could be forgiven for thinking Amaechi was wasting his breath. After all, these same Kaduna APC delegates had met with Bola Tinubu on Thursday, 3 days before Amaechi, and pledged their support to Bola Tinubu. And that was the point that Nasser El-Rufai made. Kaduna State Governor was also there when Amaechi spoke. And here's what he said to the delegates afterward. He said, quote, I told you when you made that pledge to Ashiwaju that others may not come because of what you have done. You made that choice without listening to anyone else. Today, you have seen the difference. You've heard Amaechi. You've seen what he has done. And he has brought a very strong security team. So you know what will happen with our security if he's in charge, end quote. After that, El-Rufai asked the delegates two questions. First, he asked them whether the Kaduna APC was committed to sending the presidency to the South as a matter of fairness. They said yes. Then he asked a second question. He asked, quote, you've seen Governor Amaechi, you've heard his history, you've listened to his pitch. What are you going to do? Who are you supporting now, end quote. And the delegates shouted, Dan Amana. That's the title that Amaechi received in Katsina State earlier this year. And at that point, El-Rufai said, quote, I thought you said you were supporting Ashiwaju. You know, people say that delegates will never see heaven because today you say something, tomorrow you do another thing, end quote. Now, lots of media outlets are carrying this story, and they're using it as evidence that the Kaduna APC delegates have switched from Tinubu to Amaechi. But here's what we should be asking Lagos here on Hard Facts. Were the Kaduna APC delegates lying when they pledged their support to Tinubu? Or was it when they pledged their support to Amaechi? Or was it both times? Is the fact that the same group of delegates have gone on the record supporting two different aspirants in less than a week evidence that nothing they say in public can be trusted? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute. And yes, you can still talk about our first story. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. I'm Sandra. Sandra.
What's your name, sir? Odima. Kekafage.
Austin,
welcome. You've got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Number one, our politicians cannot be trusted. And this is an avenue for them to cash out. They will collect from here and collect from here. And their pockets will be filled up. For the Kaduna incident, it's quite crucial. And I don't think that you can get it right. This wholesome like killing and the brutal killing, we have to call it a stop. Whether Christian or Muslim or individual, all these unnecessary attacks, killing somebody unnecessarily, Nigerian government, and this is started from Nigerian government, by the time they could not be able to fish out those who have perpetrated the evil at Lekki Tollgate, even government, they said that are corporate, those who have perpetrated that evil, that is what gave the people. They got to be killing their fellow human being anyhow. By so doing, the government have failed their duty to bring down the culprit. The people will continue to kill themselves because they know that there's no law. There's no law at all.
All right. Thank you for calling. Vivian is on the line. Hi, Vivian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got 1 minute.
Please, what is there to learn is that politicians, no matter their level, do always talk from the two sides of their mouth. If they pledge solidarity to a particular person, that means they are not going to get the money the other person is going to bring to them. And that is why they keep on pledging solidarity to everyone that comes so that they will be filling their pockets. And that is what play out when they get into any office. God bless Nigeria.
Bless Nigeria, Vivian. Thank you very much for calling. All right, sorry about that. We've got Sunday Emmanuel on Facebook who says, Sandra, a rule of law is dead in Nigeria. There's basically no consequences for action, and that is why people always have the guts to do whatever they like, knowing fully well that there will be no repercussions to follow. Until people are being brought to book for their actions, this kind of brutality isn't stopping anytime soon. Thank you very much for your message. We've got Samuel Chinke who says, the issue of mob action is as a result of injustice. When it happens, there won't be anybody brought to justice. In the case of Deborah, just wait and see. You will not hear anything about those suspects that were caught. It is so obvious when it involves religion in the North. We've got Asadu Anthony who says, Asadu, I'm not going to read that message. We've got Chukwuemeka Michael who says, Sandra, the reason why we are having jungle justice across the country is because our government has failed in her responsibilities. All right. Dimo Bikachidulo says, the reason behind jungle justice could be because people have lost trust in the legal system. People are pained and bitter. People are not educated and patient enough to seek the proper route for persecution. Yes, I can understand, not having trust in the justice system. I can understand the pain and the anger. But is that enough to turn yourself into a murderer? That's the pain point for me. Because I know fidwa, you get. Like, there's nothing that will make me kill someone or join those who are killing someone in a mob. Like, if I see a mob, I'm more likely to try and save the person that is getting killed or stop the mob. I'm not going to join to pour them fuel or beat them, punch them, set them on. You understand what I mean? Like, I, you know, day my body. How come he did the body of the average Ekene where they sell for market for Balogun? Or the average Mustafa where they go school? Because, again, remember, you say it's lack of education. These people are teachers to be. They were students of a college of education. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you know, what is it? What is it? Let me tell you about GoFest before we keep talking, yes?
Yes, GoFest is back again. GoFest 2022 promises to be very exciting, fun games, food, of course, comedy, live music for some of the best Nigerian music superstars, and of course, you get to watch the UEFA Champions League finals on the super huge screens. Now, GoFest 2022 will take place on the 28th of May 2022 at the Balmoral Convention Center, Federal Palace Hotel, Amodubeluwe, Victoria Island, Lagos. The time is 12 noon sharp. Now, limited tickets are available, and of course, the tickets are free. To get your tickets now, you need to go to their website, that is www.gofestnigeria.com. That is www.gofestnigeria.com. Now, remember, GoFest 2022 is powered by Football Republic and proudly refreshed by Pepsi.
Okay, let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, let me off my radio.
All right, welcome.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm Pastor Esther.
Pastor Esther, you've got 1 minute.
The lynching, I want to talk about the lynching.
Mm-hmm.
It's born out of bitterness and wickedness.
Okay.
No. How can you just take somebody and begin to kill and then you born again? These things have been going on for a very long time.
Mm.
We have to stop it.
Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Community Case Quantity. Ndewo.
Ndewo.
And see, even when I'm not happy, and see. And so, as we are thinking on Friday, I'm thinking, so what is happening? Sister, I condemn the killing of Deborah.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm hearing you, yes.
The killing is a case, barbaric, unacceptable, and it should be condemned. And I need a justice for that girl.
Yes.
President Buhari have issued a statement. Those people that are arrested, they should take them to court. If you feel that you are being blackmailed, or somebody is blackmailing somebody, like I have been blackmailing, so I say he can never come back. That means they will also me now. If you come there, you are blackmailing somebody. Hey, go to court now. Maybe so.
Hmm.
Hello?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, concerning people...
Your 1 minute is done, eh? So, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good evening. Good afternoon, I'm Emmanuel.
Good afternoon, Emmanuel. You've got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk about this killing of Deborah.
Okay.
You see, no other Muslim within the extremist compared to the Southern and other Muslims from other parts of the country.
Okay.
Me, I'm from Bauchi State. I know what those Muslims can do in the name of Islam.
Okay.
So they don't like anything about Prophet Muhammad, but they can insult your religion and you can't do anything.
Okay.
I school in Bauchi State. I am from Tafabole local government of Bauchi State.
Okay.
Once you talk about Islam, they can do anything. They can insult you. They can even kill you. So the only thing is that people should know that they have a red line in their religion, that people should not just be crossing that they are red line for just peace to reign in Nigeria.
All
they
right.
don't like it and they hate anything, but they don't respect other religion, the same thing.
Emmanuel, thanks for calling. We've got Wumi on the line. Hi, Wumi, you've got 1 minute.
Hello.
Hi, Wumi.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Please, I want to talk about the killing of Deborah.
Yes, please.
It's a very barbaric action.
Hmm.
It's not done. It is supposed to be to happen in our nation, Nigeria, if truly we are one. And they call this Islamic religion religious of peace. It's not done. It's blood flow in their system. Is that what God teach us if you are serving the same God? Please, there should be justice for this girl. justice. This has been happening. It's because they have not bring any one of them to justice. That's why it still continue. As we are talking, is he only talking? Is there not going to be justice? I'm a mother. I know the feeling I'm feeling right now. God help us.
Wumi, thank you very much for calling. All right. We've got Dafe Ofuya, who says the stereotyping of an ethnic group will not solve the problem here in Lagos State or anywhere, but the government diligently implementing all its laws as they relate to the state, irrespective of the persons involved. Dafe, thank you very much for your message. Andy Best says, people are so angry with themselves in the country now. The leadership and hardship has frustrated a lot of these people to this anger. If the leaders can hear, if the world can hear, the country needs to do better. Francis Ekpenyong says, jungle justice is as a result of lack of trust and confidence in the justice system. Hand over a well-known criminal to the police, you will see him back on the street in no time. So people decide to do it themselves, though not in total support, because sometimes a mistake is being made. But I don't see that ending soon because of the distrust, a gap between the people and the government. All right. Oluwanishola says, jungle justice is not part of us or our culture. I think Nigerians copied jungle justice from somewhere. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Jessica.
You've got 1 minute.
Yeah. Concerning the killing of the girl, to me, I can't blame them because it's written in the Bible. Like their father.
99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Okay, let's take a look at messages that we have on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And on WhatsApp, we've got this message here that says, Sandra, this matter tire me. This is just tribalistic ignorance generally. And they say those people are in the university. Where is the study of social or moral subjects or causes? Until there is unbiased, open justice for crime, there will be no solution to this problem. All right. Thank you very much for your message. We've got Mr. Duru, who says that the Okadas are too many in Lagos and they are lawless due to the failure of government and the judicial system of Nigeria. They are untouchable too. But you know, when Governor Sanwo-Olu banned Okada, I believe it was in 2020 that Okada was banned, a lot of Lagosians did not like it. They didn't find it funny. They complained quite a bit. We've got Amos in Awaya who says, when another candidate comes to Kaduna, the same delegates will pledge their support. It tells you the politicians are not trustworthy. More so, they don't want to be perceived as betrayer at the end of the primaries elections. All right. It's 3:45. If you just tuned in, we're having several conversations from stories that broke over the weekend. Chris in Ghana says, aside being future teachers, they'll become local government secretaries, civil servants, etc. And years later, become ministers. And if you emerges that they were extremists, this same society will see some people come out and defend them, saying that they did it years prior when they were much younger. This is our society. Chris is listening from Ghana. All right, Chris. Dio says, it's a shame that some people are defending God in the name of religion. All right. We've got Sandra. If you live in an environment where they sell the idea that if you partake in the killing of a blasphemer, you'll get a reward in heaven, you're most likely to join in the act. Okay. So what's the promise for those who kill a man over 100 naira change? What's the promise for the people in the market who kill someone that they shout ole? You have no proof one way or the other whether that person is truly an ole. And even if you do have proof that they are an ole, you just burn them and kill them. Because it is fair to say that it's everywhere, but it's more in the north with religion. But they do it more in the north is not enough of an answer for me, Lagos. Why are we doing it at all? Whether it's in the north though, or in the south, though, that's my question. Why are we doing it at all? Let me come back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
Good afternoon. Happiness for me, Kurdu.
Happiness, welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Yeah, Sandra, we should stop this killing. We should stop killing ourselves. Enough of it. We are not animals. We are human beings. No matter the pain, please, let's stop killing ourselves. People are talking us. They are reading us. You travel out and they will be looking at you like one strange person, calling you names. Please like it. This is what they are saying. Let's stop it. Let's stop it, please.
All right, Happiness, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you? Alex here.
Alex, welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Yes. You see, Sandra, you asked a question. You know the, your body. Why is it in a Kenny's body? It's not in a Kenny's body. Hello?
Okay.
It's not in a Kenny's body. You know why?
Why?
If all of these parties, including the killers and the girl and everybody, found themselves in the center of London, would they do that? They're not likely going to do that. I'm talking of everybody involved. Will they do that? They won't do it. You know, I don't want to. I don't. Yeah, you know, I don't usually buy into all these ethnic this and that. I don't have time for things. I don't allow my brain, you know, work like that. You understand?
Okay.
But I said something to Sherry this morning. That this is a problem of the government. Because I always lay it right at the doorstep of the government. But he was talking about morals. It's naive to take that to say that this thing is about morals. You don't have 200 million people in one place, Sandra, and you have not agreed on how you will behave in certain circumstances. And then somehow you expect them to behave well. What is well? You have 200 million ways of solving problems. That's the way Nigeria is right now. It's chaos.
Alex says, what is well? I love that. We've got Moro Fatanda who says, I luckily moved to an incident at Ishashi Junction one day whereby someone stabbed another guy to death because the guy mistakenly broke his glass of his puff. Sandra, I paid 6,500 to avoid death in that particular place. Maruf, that's quite a scary story. Chijoke says, Sandra, Nigerians have been impoverished by our rulers. People are hungry. And as you know, a hungry man is an angry man. So please stay out of trouble as much as you can. If you're well-dressed, you're looking fresh, you're well-kept, you attract a lot of anger everywhere, especially in the low-income areas. A clear sign of government failure. ASUU on strike, no work. Government supporting police hungry and angry. Who can save us from a country like this? That's Engineer Dimba with that message there. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Devo speaking.
Welcome, Devo.
The question I actually want to ask in line with yours is, how come nobody's talking about the law? Why are we on a religious conversation? It's subjective. I will never be right. You will never be wrong. If we don't take the conversation beyond our personal sentiments, this will continue, one. Secondly, the only reason it's pervaded across the country on religious levels, sociocultural levels, tribal levels, income levels, is because there's no justice in the land. People have lost faith in the legal, constitutional forms of legal redress. You take someone to the police, in a little while you see he's let go or nothing happens. Times without number, people have been booked, but they're never prosecuted. This is the long-term effect of when your a country is failing governance towards anarchy. There's no other way around it. Abacha did not spare the few extremists who attempted to behead someone in Alaku. I can't remember his name, in Kano,
right,
in Kaduna, the Akaluba case, and only one person was let go, but he dealt with it immediately because jungle justice has no place in a civil society.
Devo, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Alaba Alaba is my name.
Alaba, you've got 1 minute.
Yeah, Sandra, very quickly. Sandra, yes. What brings about it is, yes, everybody, we are all angry and we are all hungry. Government is doing its own. I just want to appeal to all of us, especially we, the ordinary people, that we should stop killing ourselves. When you see these people that are the keys, ordinary Nigeria, you will never see the son or daughter of governor in that kind of sector, on the garage, at the school that we go to is ordinary people. So let us look for means that will be making ourselves to be happy. As government is doing its own to us, we should not be doing evil to ourselves again. So I want to appeal to all of us to please calm down for ourselves. And the issue of APC, I want to say this. This is the season, as you said, this is the season of it's because of these Kaduna people. They expose themselves. They expose or open themselves. When they even get to the poll, it might not even be Tinubu or Amici that they will give their vote to, some of them.
All right, Alaba, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Sandra Ezekwesere.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. Your special advisor for finance, Kingsley.
Oh, Kingsley, welcome.
Sandra, I am bitter this afternoon. Mm. I am bitter.
Okay.
Although it started last week, but what can we do? I don't know how we get here, Sandra. I don't know. You know, I just want to throw a caution on Camp Sandra because I don't know whether the authority are listening to us or not.
Okay.
But please, for the fellow Nigerians, according to the former president, the northern side is very volatile. Most of the places, all this information we are getting here, Sandra, they're not getting it all. I'm telling you the truth, Sandra. Forget about all these sentiments. If you look at how they are describing the death of this girl, now Deborah, I think there are two factions now. You are following up, Sandra. Some people, hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah, some people are supporting it and some people are condemning it.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute. But thank you so much to all of you for sharing your thoughts. We've got Jamiu Yusuf, for instance, who said that... I'm not going to take Jamiu's comment on air. Jamiu, you should know that jungle justice is actually a crime. You know, right? Jungle justice is a crime. Murder is a crime. Like, there's nothing anybody says or does that gives you the permission to murder them. Nothing. Nothing. That is up to the state. And a lot of states today don't even murder anyone anymore. Let's bring you back to differ next. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.